This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Waiting. Todd's hand is right at the bell, ready to slam that baby down a few times. We have a little CNN watch going today, folks, on the program. We're watching for their scroll. We're watching for their whatever you call that other
like a news ticker thing?
The ticker's below. That's the scroll, but whatever the I don't know. Just a little thing they put at the bottom, a little banner they put at the bottom. You know, anything related to Hunter Biden, which the media has told us was debunked, was bad info. Go away. None of this is true. You people are crazy. You're making it all up. And now we find out the FBI's investigating it. Isn't that special? Is Senator Kramer on?
No word yet.
Senator Kevin Kramer joining us momentarily. Talk Radio Town Hall on What's on Your Mind. Looking forward to that today. Brought to you by Oasis Petroleum. 24/7 hotline is the Be the Buffalo hotline, celebrating Oasis Petroleum's really appreciation is the word I'd use of North Dakotans. Pandemic or not, just shoulder to the wheel, point to the storm, and go, just like the Buffalo. The Be the Buffalo hotline, 855-200-1776, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You think of the best question ever for Senator Kevin Kramer next Thursday? Call the second you think of it. Put it on that Be the Buffalo hotline. We'll have it for Friday, already ready to go. Senator Kevin Kramer is here. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks, Scott. How are you?
Are you still in Washington, kind of just crunching, trying to get everything rammed in before the end of the year?
We are. We are right now in the middle of the National Defense Authorization Act cloture vote, so it looks to be going very well. I just walked out of the chamber a little bit ago, and it looks like it's pretty overwhelming, both Republican and Democratic support. And then hopefully later today we can move on to final passage of the conference report. The conference report, of course, is that report that is reconciled between the House and the Senate bills. And it passed the House a couple of nights ago by a margin of 335-78. So it's pretty overwhelming support for our military, and that's always gratifying. And this would be, if we pass it out and it becomes law, this would be the 60th year in a row that the National Defense Authorization Act was passed, which is, I think, a great demonstration and illustration of just how bipartisan support for our military national defense really is.
The president has been adamant that he would veto that bill if there were not protections against the changing of bases, basically sort of the whole politically correct, sort of like a statue thing, only these are actually names of bases. And he's been adamant about it, despite obviously being a huge supporter of the military and everything they stand for, and wanting to support just like you guys are. Why is he not giving up? Why is he dying on that hill?
I can't imagine, Scott. I really can't. Other than it's, I don't know, I can't imagine. I guess that's the best thing. But the measure that he's talking about, and what it is, to help people know what we're talking about, what it is an amendment that was introduced and passed in the Senate, on a voice vote, I might add, committee, our Armed Services Committee, very cloture, that would sets up a commission. Republicans get 6 of the 8 positions, by the way, on the commission, if that's helpful, that would review and then recommend new names for bases, military bases, and then other things, monuments and or memorials on those bases, on those military bases, that are named after Confederate you know, Confederate, either volunteers, you know, service members, Confederate generals. Fort Bragg is the one that's most well known to people. And then at the end of those 3 years, you know, they'd have to adopt the recommendation of that group. And he doesn't want to see those names change. And what's sort of interesting about that to me is that I always tell people this. I didn't grow up in the South. I don't relate culturally necessarily to the things that matter perhaps to some people that were part of the Confederacy. But it has never been, I've never been able to understand why we would honor people who took up arms against the United States of America. It's just always been peculiar. It's why the Confederate flag has never been a hill I was willing to die. It's like, it is the flag of an enemy of the United States of America. Why do we love it so much? And so, you know, we've fought against more dramatic, you know, more exaggerated parts of that, like removing the Confederate flag from the tombstone of a soldier, a Confederate soldier, things like that. That's just nonsense, and it shouldn't be. And there are a lot of Confederate soldiers, and people should know this, there are a lot of Confederate soldiers who were very helpful in the Reconstruction after the war. Even Abraham Lincoln was acknowledged that and was very, you know, was very sensitive to that, you know, with malice toward none, with charity for all, as he said famously in his second inaugural address. So it's like somewhat of a complex issue, but at the end of the day, if Joe Biden would become president on January 20th, he could do it in one stroke of the pen on January 21st, and probably would. So I just think the president's grossly misguided on this.
If you have a question or comment, always welcome those for Senator Kramer, 701-258-0550. Text as well. A bunch have already come in to 701-367-2054, and Todd's taking your text to 226-8503. Don't want to alarm you, but if you hear this bell, what do you call it, Todd? A bell, a buzzer, right there. If you hear that at some point during the program, it means that CNN has actually mentioned Hunter Biden. So, so you know, we got a 24/7 watch on CNN, and it hasn't happened yet. We will reward them with the ring when it happens. So, just wanted to give you an idea.
Thanks for the heads up, because I'm not going to anticipate hearing it.
You aren't. Oh, okay. Darn it. Anyway, I don't know what the deal is, but it's been debunked, right? No, wait a minute. The FBI's investigated. It's not debunked. Oh, that's funny.
Debunked, discredited, unsubstantiated, sham. Mm-hmm.
There is no free and fair press in this country. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. I'm going to ask you this because a lot of texters are asking about this, and I assume some callers will as well. 106 House Republicans have signed on in support of the Supreme Court effort by the state of Texas and now other states for the constitutional action that they're calling for in the United States Supreme Court. Will the Senate do the same?
Question, because I saw that this morning. I saw a news story or something on it this morning. I thought, and I wondered about it actually even yesterday, if there was going to be an amicus brief for members of Congress. And sort of looked to, since Missouri led the amicus brief for states, I kind of thought maybe Senator Hawley or Senator Blunt would do that. I've not seen that, so I'm going to actually bring it up today with Senator Hawley and see if he's leading something like that, and if so, we'd be happy to do it. I think it's good to have a friend of the courts. I noticed actually that some of those states, including Missouri, that there were actually some states being added to it, but Missouri led the amicus brief, and North Dakota got on it, as you know. And I did, of course, acknowledge that and tweeted about it and thanked Wayne Stengem for his good work on it, and did several interviews, actually, in North Dakota last night on it. So we're all on board, and I think an amicus brief would be appropriate for senators as well.
James and Cavalier for Senator Kramer. Go ahead, James.
Hi there. Good morning. I called before, but I haven't got much feedback or information on this. Under the CARES Act, that child care grant that was issued to the state daycare providers,
mm-hmm.
you know, by accepting that grant, it is income, and that's going to affect a lot of people's Affordable
right.
Care Act. And, you know, I don't see how during this situation with COVID, how this should affect anybody's health care. A lot of people are going to be forced to pay back thousands and thousands of dollars in subsidies.
Yeah, and beyond that, James, so I did do a little checking. In fact, just this morning I had a spoke briefly and a couple of days ago, but then a follow-up this morning with Representative Congressman David Rouser from North Carolina, who's also looking into it. There's a number of things going on here, Scott. So what James is talking about is that income then becomes, ends up getting used against you with the Affordable Care Act. Because it's, you know, it could knock you out of the subsidy. And we are looking into that, James. And maybe before this is over, I'll get your answer. But, the other area is similarly, they're called FSAs, I think. So they're like a health savings account. There's a child care savings account. And of course, they're taken out of your salary every 2 weeks or month, depending on how often it is. It's tax-free dollars, except you don't have any child care expenses because the child care facilities can't be open. And we're trying to fix that as well to make sure that there's not punishment for accepting or adhering to the CARES Act.
And that would go for like people that accepted the extra unemployment benefits, too. I mean, people need to be careful.
Well, those are not. Those were specific. Yeah.
James, thank you for the call. Stay
tuned.
You
don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bach and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months, but the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen. And only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
Back to the phones. It's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, tell folks how a bore could save them a whole lot of money.
So that's a good question. Boring saves you money because you're not disrupting the subsurface. You don't have to come back in there, plant grass seed, reclaim all that ground that you dug up that you're going to see with a trench. You're going to come in there. You won't even hardly know we're there.
That's what trenchless means, folks, and it saves you money. That's the bottom line. This is a better way to do it. Less disruption to your yard and all the things you care about. What's your week filled with this week?
We're kind of wrapping up some jobs. We've been knocking them out here. We got some good weather. Doing some bores down in Strasburg, Waterline. We do septic tanks, anything you need. Really, excavation-wise, we do boring, a lot of road borers, water lines, electrical, telecom.
Get red. Get new lines with no digging. Visit reddrilling.com, 2Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404. 204-0404. Thanks, Luke.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the phone from Dak Diesel. He's restocking the shelves.
All the additives and the great stuff they have out there.
That's right, because it's flying off the shelf. So make a swing in to Dak Diesel in Bismarck. and spend 5 minutes, and you'll have everything you need to know about your options on having some significant impact on your mileage. Significant. Our friend Daryl Lee told me first day had it in, he was saying, wow, that gauge isn't going down like it usually does. So it's great. They also, of course, are the leading diesel repair shop for Bismarck and the region. Repair, maintenance, anything diesel, they do it. DAC Diesel, call them at 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Let's go to Linda, who is on the road. Linda, you're on with Senator Cramer.
Hello. Hi, Linda.
Yeah, cool. I just want to thank you for what you're doing. I'm with Concerned Women for America, and we just trust you to make great decisions, and we're very grateful. We also want you to know that we had boots on the ground in Atlanta last week. I had six volunteers down there knocking on doors trying to get people back to the polls to vote. We know from the last runoff that they had there, only 40% of the people went back to vote that voted the first time. But last week, when we were talking to people from Atlanta, we got so many positive responses. People that would tell us, keep up the fight. Thank you for coming. Don't give up. Even our steward said on the airplane back, he came back to us before we deboarded, and he said, keep up the fight. Thank you for what you're doing. And that man was from Minneapolis. So I appreciate what you're doing, and can't wait to get more people in there doing as you do. You investigate what's happening, and you report back on these town halls, and I do the fist bumps as I drive along. So thank you very much.
So that's very nice. Thank you, Linda. So, Scott, this is the timing is pretty amazing, actually, because so Linda, first of all, she's way too generous when she says she trusts me to always do the right thing. I trust her and Concerned Women of America and other conservative women's groups and people, you know, that belong to no group to help me know what to do and what people are thinking. And with regard to Concerned Women of America, sometimes their issues are pretty detailed, pretty wonky, and you might have something that on the surface looks very good, very pro-woman, but you need to have some go-to organizations to tell you where the landmines might be. And, you know, one of them, and I remember this because Concerned Women of America were very engaged with me, and this was several years ago, relating to a Women's History Museum legislation and the setting up of a Women's History Museum here on the Capitol Mall or part of the Smithsonian's. And boy, that can be done well, or that can be done with a really bad agenda. And that's an area where you really, this is when you really need the people that know. And then, to Linda's other point, boots on the ground in Atlanta, these are people who put their, you know, invest their sweat and energy and other resources into making sure that the right people get elected and that the right policies get enacted. And boy, you couldn't do it in a more important or strategic way than to be down on the ground in Georgia, where thousands and thousands of Republican volunteers have pilgrimed to Georgia to participate in what is without a question the most important Senate election probably in my lifetime.
All right, let's go next to South Dakota. Jim, for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Jim.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Kevin. Thank you.
Hi, Jim.
Once again, like the others have said, thank you for what you do. You're one of the, in my opinion, one of the best senators we have. I wish we had you here in South Dakota. And
thanks,
Scott,
Jim.
You kind of took my thunder away a little bit. One of my recommendations I'd like to see is to see the Senate come up with a resolution supporting, you know, what is it, 19 states now, and this Supreme Court venture to try to, you know, venture support for the states and give a lot more credence to what we're doing in the Supreme Court. I think that's really important. So,
it's a great point, Jim. Yeah. Jim makes a really important point, and it was so good, first of all, for Texas to do what they did, and it was really good for all the states, including the two Dakotas, to file that amicus brief. And that's why, to the earlier point, Scott, I think it'd be good for senators that think the same to support their attorneys general beyond just a tweet or a statement or interviews, but with a friend of the court brief. Friend of the court briefs, whether they have a big impact or not, it's who knows. But I do think in this particular case it can have an impact, and here's why. At the end of the day, what I believe really needs to happen, and why I really, really, really hope the Supreme Court takes this up, regardless of the outcome, just setting that aside for a minute, setting aside the remedy or lack of it thereof, they need to take it up. And the reason they need to take it up is because let's just say you're the Attorney General or Secretary of State or election officer or the governor or mayor of a particular city. Your gut instinct is always to defend that city, even if you're a judge. So if you're a judge in Pennsylvania, even if you're a federal judge in Pennsylvania appointed by Donald Trump and you're to hold the Constitution, if given any wiggle room, it's sort of instinctive to defend the honor of your state. Judges are people too. But the Supreme Court is the one forum that is neutral and that is national and the only forum that can litigate a dispute between states. And my only regret is
can I add increasingly political under John Roberts' chief justice position? Is that fair?
Well, I don't know if political is the right word, actually. I think it's, John Roberts has proven to be, to sort of go out of his way to not appear political by being less conservative than evidently George W. Bush thought he was when he nominated him. And that's a problem. I don't know what motivates these guys, but the Supreme Court does provide that neutral place. The other thing is that it's so wise, and I know your listeners are probably smart enough to know all of this, but what's wise about what Texas did, and then the amicus brief, is that it's the only way to get the Supreme Court to be the original court. Because remember, even back with the Supreme Court in the Bush v. Gore, the only record the Supreme Court has to work with is whatever record was established by the lower court. So if a lower court establishes a record that goes the wrong way, that's all you have is a bad record. But the Supreme Court in this case gets to have the original record. So the original testimony, then witnesses, all of the signed affidavits, all of those things, they'll hear first and they'll create the original record. Then they can decide, and by the way, hopefully as soon as today, they can decide that they're going to take it up. And then they could decide, if there's a pause in the Electoral College vote on Monday, for example. And that pause would provide the opportunity then for the hearings and the evidence. So, go to Supreme Court. That's all you can say.
Representative and Senator here, they keep saying, "Well, President-elect, it's time to move on." I'm really disappointed in John Thune and Dusty Johnson. So it's just,
it's time to move on is offensive, knowing what we know from firsthand witnesses that need to be investigated.
It's more important to get it right than it is to get it done quickly.
Oh, kidding. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate that. Kevin, you're next.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it.
Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New reports are implicating Governor Brian Kemp, Republican of Georgia, may have closer ties to China than he's acknowledging. Georgia Governor Kemp awarded a $107 million contract to Dominion Voting Systems 2 weeks after meeting with People's Republic of China Consul General. Kemp met with the Chinese from the Houston Consulate in Atlanta on July 12, 2019. The Houston Consulate was shut down by the U.S. government for being used as a hub for Chinese spies. Israel and Morocco agreed on Thursday to normalize relations in a deal brokered by President Trump, making Morocco the fourth Arab country to set aside hostilities with Israel in the past 4 months. As part of the agreement, the U.S. agreed to recognize Morocco's sovereignty over the Western Sahara. The United States executed convicted felon Brandon Bernard on Thursday. Bernard was convicted in 2000 of murdering Todd and Stacy Bagley on the Fort Hood Army Base in Texas. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Celebration. Get ready for the holidays. It's
the
celebration.
This ain't no Frank Sinatra.
So baby, don't
you stop. Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA. Let me make you hungry. It is my life mission to make you hungry, knowing that home cooking is waiting for you with grab-and-go convenience at a PetroServe USA near you. All right, let's start with the main event. That would be the specials, like pulled pork sandwiches today at West Main Avenue, West Fargo, like meatballs in Yearland, PetroServe USA, pulled pork sandwiches 12th Avenue North, two sloppy joes and chips in Harwood, or in Valley City today, right off exit 292 in Valley City, pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. Woo! Is that good? Now, that's the main event. Do me this favor. Try a caramel roll. I mean, the cookies are really good. They got a lot of the foods. You got a lot of the chicken's great. I mean, but I think the caramel roll, which is honestly a food group to me, is so darn good. You can't even believe it. So I try that. And you ever had one, Kevin, from there?
Oh, yeah.
Caramel roll? Yeah. How about Senator Kramer?
I'm an expert on caramel rolls, and yes, of course.
Yeah, you've had two, huh? And the last time I bought one, the guy at the counter at PetroServe says, "Now we recommend 30 seconds in the microwave, and then a pat of butter."
I'm like, yeah, I was going to say butter. You got that butter on there.
You mean a stick of butter? You mean a stick of butter, not a pat of butter? Come on, like exactly.
Just put a whole pound on there while you're at it.
All right, let's go back to it here. Let's see, CNN check. What do we got? Nothing. They're talking about Biden's appointments. We're watching CNN to actually report some.
Well, I sold the bell on eBay. We'll let you know. So.
Kevin, I don't know where Kevin is, but Kevin's next on What's On Your Mind for Senator Kevin Kramer. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm just curious, Senator, a little while ago you were talking about Trump wanting to save the names of a lot of our military bases, say, such as Fort mm-hmm. Bragg. And I think you made the
Who said that something about spoiled Bragg?
About Fort Bragg? Is that what you said?
Oh, Fort Bragg.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and the senator made a comment, basically, I'm pretty sure I'm going to paraphrase here, that he didn't know why we would honor anyone who took up arms against America. Well, I got news for you. The South, they were Americans. That death toll was both sides at once. It wasn't the North and the South. They were all Americans. And I just wondering if you're okay with getting rid of the names of, say, Fort Bragg, which, by the way, people have trained through that Fort Bragg mm-hmm. and, for a lot of years and fought and died in a lot of battles that would really be upset about it. But would you be okay with then? Are you okay with taking down statues from the South too then? Because you know what? It's our history. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of offensive.
I understand. That's why I said I didn't grow up in the South. But I, as a Northerner, have never really understood why we, and to the point, to your previous point.
I didn't grow up in the South either.
Okay. So to your previous point, so, well, who are, on whose behalf are you offended?
My mom's from Southern Missouri, but here's the thing. They were all Americans, and I think it's part of our history. Now, you might not like it, but you know what? Fort Bragg and a lot of the other ones, General Lee, and taking down their statues and changing the names of just because of, you know, the culture kill right now, I don't think it's right. And I applaud the president for wanting to save the name, however he can do it.
Kevin, thanks for the call. Senator Kramer respond. I just want to piggyback with a text of a similar vein, then you can respond to both, and we'll get to the next call. Texter says, listen to the conversation with Senator Kramer on changing the names of military bases. So I believe Trump is pushing back on renaming bases because it is the first step to the radical left getting rid of everything that made this country great. Next will be National Anthem will be canceled, and then our currency, and on and on and on. Check out the organization that first wanted to change all this. Trump knows if you give them an inch, they take a mile.
Yeah. But I don't disagree with a lot of that. However, just because there's that movement doesn't mean you don't pass a Defense Authorization Act, which honors all the people that still serve at Fort Bragg and several other places. And to the point that they were all Americans, they were Americans who didn't want to be Americans anymore. They took up arms against the United States of America. They were not U.S. soldiers, they were Confederate soldiers. They had their own president. They elected their own president. So it's they were Americans, but they preferred it not to be and took up arms against our country. That's my point, and that's why I've never quite understood. But again, like I said earlier, I didn't grow up in the South, and so I give them that. The second thing, though, with regard to sort of the creep, if you will. A lot of people, and there have been surveys done, by the way, of people who've served at places like Fort Bragg. The name of the fort isn't what they're attached to, for the most part. And it doesn't change if you change the name and change it to somebody else that might have been a Union leader, it might have been a more recent, somebody might be some recent hero that has a Medal of Honor or something like that. It's also, remember that what the bill does is it sets up a task force that for 3 years will study and make recommendations. And then at the end of that, they would make the decision. And the recommendation may very well be not to change the name or maybe to change it to some other Confederate hero who also participated in the reuniting of our country. There are plenty of good arguments to be made, but there are a lot of voices to listen to, too. Just digging in because of something else that might be related, that sort of shorts the intellectual exercise. And remembering also that there are a lot of people who serve at those bases who are very offended, and we want to make sure that they're looked out for too, and that their concerns are raised and considered.
News from the Supreme Court this morning on the filing to the court by the state of Texas against the four states it's suing, addressing grave issues, instead choosing to hide. Here's what they said. They said that they're accusing the four states they are suing of not addressing grave issues and instead choosing to hide behind other court venues and decisions, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin in this. They've alleged that the states unconstitutionally changed election laws, treated voters unequally, and triggered significant voting irregularities by relaxing ballot integrity measures. The states violated statutes enacted by their duly elected legislators, thereby violating the Constitution. Officials from the defendant states filed briefs as well, and they're saying things like, well, Josh Shapiro, who's Pennsylvania's attorney general, said the request to exercise its original jurisdiction and then anoint Texas's preferred candidate for president is legally indefensible and an affront to the principles of constitutional democracy. So the fight begins.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you read that because that does set it up pretty clearly. The problem is on that last point, that last defense sounded like a slam at the Supreme Court as opposed to a legal argument or a constitutional argument. I actually think the states, in the case of Texas and then those of us that joined them, they make a constitutional point without disputed facts. The facts are that Pennsylvania did change its laws without using the proper method. That's not a disputed fact there, that Wisconsin did send out unsolicited mail-in ballots to a whole bunch of people without changing their law that prohibits such a thing. And these aren't disputed, that dead people aren't supposed to vote in Nevada. That's actually not a disputed thing. So now,
and by the way,
is there a remedy?
There's already a reply from the Texas Attorney General and the other state attorneys saying that those defendants are not seriously addressing grave issues that Texas has raised, choosing to hide behind other court venues and decisions in which Texas could not participate, and to mischaracterize both the relief that Texas seeks and the justification for that relief. So you read their mind in that response. All right, who's next here? Dan in Fargo. You're up for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, our representative is in trouble because of contacts with a Chinese agent. Apparently verified the extent of the contacts that may be personal or sexual, we don't know. Mm-hmm. But I'm just wondering, looking back, I'm sure you remember when Michelle Bachmann was stripped of her intelligence subcommittee membership by the Republican whip at the time, or the Republican manager when
probably the speaker, yeah,
had a majority. And Michelle mm-hmm. Bachmann didn't deserve that. They later changed her whole district so that it came over as close to Fargo as St. Cloud. It was an impossible redistricting to maintain. She really got the shaft, I think. And now we've got this relationship with a Chinese spy. That guy mm-hmm. does not belong on the intelligence and getting these top-secret briefings. That should be a unanimous vote of censure or something, or demands in Congress.
I'd forgotten about the Michelle Bachmann thing, but to Dan's point, number one, do you agree that the Swalwell should be bumped? Number two, can you do anything about it as a senator?
Well, I can't as a senator, and it shouldn't be necessary that a senator would do anything other than speak out about it. But the Speaker of the House can, and I can't believe she hasn't. I mean, quite honestly, for her to stand in defense of Eric Swalwell, even without judging him as being guilty, you just do that. You just remove them, even if it's temporary, while you can look into it further and consider it further. Same with the Ethics Committee. Those are just things. You remember Richard Burr, currently, who is the chairman of the Intelligence Committee in the United States Senate. There was a question raised about a stock sale, raised some ethical questions. He stepped down as chairman of the Intelligence Committee, and Marco Rubio stepped in as the interim chairman of the Intelligence Committee in Richard's absence while that situation is litigated, with him still claiming innocence. It's just the right thing to do. It's just the right thing to do. And in this case, it's really, really, really the most obvious thing to do because of, you know, the situation. I mean, obviously, we're talking about communist spy, Chinese Communist Party spy. It's really, really, really awful to say the least. And what's crazier, of course, and what's more ironic and maybe just, is that Eric Swalwell was one of the harshest critics of Donald Trump during the impeachment, which we all now know was not just a hoax, but that the main defense for the president was the Hunter Biden, and we now all know that had the FBI and our Justice Department just let the country know that there was validity to this charge, we maybe could have saved the country from the embarrassment and the drama of an impeachment that was a sham.
As if it had been reported, but you'd hope, right? Robert in Dickinson for Senator Cramer. Go ahead, real quick.
Just thanks for taking my call. Just really calling to say, you know, those who don't learn their history are doomed to repeat it, and I think we're heading down a rather nasty path currently.
Yeah, how can we not be, given the level of ignorance here and the deception and people, you know, critical thinking skills? I tend to agree with you. just basic understanding of the founding fathers that they fought for. More with Senator Kramer coming.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, you know, the reduction of Alzheimer by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, too, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Have you seen it? The world's largest Christmas stocking is at PetcoServe USA. That's right. Come on in. Sign up to win it, too, at any PetcoServe USA location. Drawings will be held the week of December 21st. Plus, all month long, great specials, 2 for $11, a pizza, quarter pizza, 2 for $3, liquid ice, Kellogg's, Cheez-Its, 79 cents for the 3-ounce bag, coffee and cappuccino drink, 79 cents. Enjoy. And how about this stocking stuffer? Bluetooth earbuds, $39.99 at PetcoServe USA. Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind, powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Ready for the best deals of the year? Schwann's first ever green tag event. Huge markdowns at over 60 pre-owned vehicles that must be sold before the end of the year. Cars, trucks, and SUVs that simply have to go. These vehicles are clearly marked. Check them out before they're gone. Shop your used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. With the big, gigantic American flag on Memorial Highway, and check the new vehicle updates daily at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Senator Kevin Cramer, last segment here for the Talk Radio Town Hall, so we'll go as quick as we can to questions and comments from the phones and also the emails. Quickly, a caller earlier had called about, you know, why would I be penalized for getting, relief money from COVID by having it be taxed? And you found an answer on that, is that right?
Oh, it wasn't taxed. It was that it would move
considered income
above a certain income level, which would then knock him out of the subsidy or part of his subsidy from the Affordable Care Act. And the way that works is you're obligated to repay some amount or repay some amount applied to your payments as a premium tax credit if the new income level exceeds 400% of the federal poverty level. So it's federal poverty level is pretty low, but 400% isn't exactly nothing. So that's the threshold, and evidently that's what happened with James, is that when he got a CARES Act, part of the CARES Act that is taxable. Now, remembering that a lot of stuff is not, but some stuff is, and that was a decision by the Treasury Department. They've made some of this stuff income, some of it not. There is, however, and it would require legislation to change that. There is an effort to sort of a catch-all bill, a catch-all language that would try to fix a number of these things. If there's a desire to fix them, and some of them should be fixed, including, as you know, the PPP forgiveness that I've been working so hard on, and the deductibility of the expenses that are paid by PPP, which, again, these are just rulings by the bureaucrats in violation of what was the intention of Congress, and they do it all the time. But anyway, you saw my cross-examination of Stephen Mnuchin a couple weeks ago. There's just dozens and dozens of those. So we'll keep looking into it. We are on it, and there is somebody trying to fix a lot of these in the catch-all piece.
Texter says businesses are hurting and Congress is still diddling on a COVID package. What is the latest?
Yeah, so the COVID package, there are two packages being debated in the Senate, and there's one, of course, that the president wants. They're none of them are super high level. I mean, here's the good news. There's about $600 billion left over from CARES Act dollars that can now be reapplied. That's big. At one point, we thought it would be $400 billion. It's now $600 billion. Focus is on small business, PPP forgiveness, which is, again, my thing, extension of PPP, unemployment benefits at $300 a week per unemployed person, a lot for the vaccine distribution and other treatments, frontline workers, obviously healthcare providers, education. All of that's pretty well agreed upon. It's some other things that are a bit of a problem in this, how high we get it. Liability shield, temporary liability shield is a high priority for Republicans. Direct payments to states is a high priority for Democrats. What's not in either one of the Senate bills, but that the president wants, are $600 per person direct payments. I would gladly, if I was king, I'd gladly give up direct payments to states and local governments for direct payments to individuals. But we really do need to focus on small business.
It has to pass, doesn't it? I mean, it has to pass.
It has to pass.
It has to pass. Yeah.
It'll be part of the year-end spending bill by the end of next week. But they're not dithering. They're working hard at it. A lot of us are very hard at it. But it is discouraging. I don't blame you. I can't even.
Well, Nancy Pelosi's dithered. Nancy Pelosi's dithered.
She sure has. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. She wants all or nothing. But even she's feeling the heat.
That's good. Texter says, I don't know. I wondered that too. I thought maybe it meant you had to vote or something. Ask the good senator what North Dakota cycle threshold values are for all COVID-19 testing being done in North Dakota. If he isn't aware, ask the state health department. Find out. This answer is very, very important. I've been waiting for an answer for a long time on this. I've heard this from other people. It has to do with our testing rate and how that compares to other places. And for some reason, they're not quick to give it out. They give kind of a nothing answer. Is that something you'd be interested in getting an answer to for this individual?
I would love to know that, and I can certainly look into it. But clearly, I have to go to the same source that any individual goes to. But one of the things that's I know it's frustrating for people, but on testing is not every test is the same. Not all tests are created equal, as you know. And so there's rapid tests that have a different, sort of outcomes, and there's the longer tests, and then there's the, stick it up your nose all the way to your brain test. And all of these tests, they're not all equal. I think we're a little bit overly over-tested, if you want to know the truth.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to go to Arthur and Dickinson. Go ahead, Arthur. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. You two guys are heroes, and I have a Thank you. I want to tell you guys how to get 300,000 free votes in Georgia for those two senators. If Trump goes back down there and he's talking to 100,000 people, he could tell them to all go stand in a 100-acre field and form the shape of a heart, and they would gladly do it. They'd run over there and do that. All he has to do is ask his 100,000 people in front of him is to bring three people to the poll.
I like that. Could you pass it on to President Trump?
I'm going to pass it on. I will pass it on. It's a great idea.
Going right to him. Last comment from a texter is to say, ask you how in the world China can get away with unleashing this virus onto the world and suffer no repercussions. It's absolutely ridiculous. So there's a final
get by with it by electing Joe Biden president of the United States.
Yeah, no kidding. Senator Kevin Cramer, thank you. Till next week. God bless, folks. Have a great weekend.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.